Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That consistent.
All right, we'll let them finish with Dan Quinn. Obviously, the headline from Quinn today, Terry McLaurin out again for this Sunday. And yeah, I understand the idea of not putting him on injured reserve. They didn't think it would be this many games. The idea of, you know, after the Vegas game, you put him on IR and he's ready 2 weeks later. They didn't know. But, you know, here we are, and they will be playing their 1, 2, 3, 4th game in a row without him. So hopefully it's next Monday night at Arrowhead, but they'll go into this game once again with the receivers that they have had, and Deebo Samuel still with the heel injury. And he said that, you know, Terry's the only guy they are ruling out, but he also didn't say that someone may not get ruled out before the game on Sunday. You know, I think last week against the Bears, or Monday night against the Bears, it was much closer than maybe we even thought on Deebo Samuel. No Deebo Sunday in Dallas. Look, the defense is so bad in Dallas that maybe you can go in with Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey and Chris Moore and, you know, Ja'Cory Harris. Is it Ja'Cory Harris? What's his last name, the guy that I liked in preseason? What was his name? The receiver who wore number 88 the other night. Ja'Cory Brooks, whatever. Tay Martin's gone. Burks is on the practice squad. And Brooks might get called up to play. I liked Brooks in the preseason, and he played 7 or 8 snaps on Monday night, did not get targeted. But this would be the team where you can still have offensive success. They've had offensive success the last 2 weeks without Terry McLaurin. And I think on Monday night, with a banged-up Deebo Samuel, and they still had success. And they'll be playing a worse defense on Sunday. Look, running the football behind Chris Paul, who got named team captain for this game, and Laremy Tunsil, that seems to be and should be a part of the game plan on Sunday. I certainly think that they can run the football against the Dallas Cowboys. Rico Dowdle ran wherever he wanted to. Look, forget the Dowdle performance, which was unbelievable. If you go back to the game in which they blew the Jets out in, do you know that Breece Hall rushed for 113 yards in that game? Okay, a lot of it came in the first half, and then what would happen is Justin Fields would get sacked. Why they ever took the ball out of Breece Hall's hands, I have no idea. But Breece Hall, in a 37-22 loss, averaged 8.1 yards per carry against the Cowboys. Last week, Rico Dowdle, in his second big game in a row, 6.1 yards per carry, 183 yards. They rushed 38 times. Dowdle had 30 carries. I don't expect Kroski Merritt to get 30 carries, but maybe between McNichols and Kroski Merritt, they can get to 25. You know, I don't know about the Rodriguez status. We'll see. But they can make the receivers and the lack of great separation against some of the previous opponents less important by running the football Sunday against a team that has really struggled defensively overall. You know, I'm going back to the Green Bay game. Jacobs had 86 yards, two touchdowns at 3.9 yards per carry, but overall they rushed as a team 4.7 yards per carry. I mean, Jordan Love had his way through the air, too. If you're going to be missing Terry, if you're going to be missing even Debo or have Debo at less than 100, this would be the game because they can't stop anybody. And Jaden's already in two straight games elevated the group he's had to a level that has made them successful offensively, minus, of course, the three turnovers on Monday night. All right, let's get to my smell test. All right, I don't think I've ever had this start to a season that I've had this year. I've had several runs of just one winning week after another. I think a couple of years ago, I think the streak actually reached like 10 or 11 weeks. I think one week I pushed, but the other 10 were winning weeks. I've started off the season with my smell test picks winning for all 7 weeks that I've done it. The record on the season at this point is 51-30. And five, 51-30-5. I'm up 21 units. Last week, 11-4-1. And to be honest with you, there was a painful loss. You know, I pulled the Cardinals from the smell test on Twitter, so I'm not counting that, or it would have been a 12-4-1 week. But I pulled it, and several of you asked me and said that it was too late for you to pull it, that you had already played the Cardinals. I understand that, and I have suggested at times you play the game, you know, on Friday because the number more often than not goes against us by the time the kickoff goes, in part because I'm usually on the side. This is not a pat on the back. It's just I can identify with a lot of help, not just me, where that sharp money typically is going to go. In the case of the Cardinals-Colts game last week, keep in mind the Colts were 7.5-point favorites, but when Kyler Murray got ruled out, the line jumped to 10. If the line had stayed at 7.5, 8, I would have stayed on the Cardinals. I know it seems, you know, kind of counterintuitive. Why wouldn't you want the better number? Well, because the sharp money was off the game at that point. So I did pull the Cardinals. You guys won on the game that played it, and I'm happy for you, but I'm not including it in my record. And I personally got off the game. I didn't play it. The game that hurt last week was Auburn. They were clearly the better team for the first 30 minutes, and they should have had, if replay had worked properly, a 17-0 lead at halftime against Georgia. Instead, they ended up losing. They didn't cover the 3.5. That was a loss, but still 11-4-1 overall last week, 51-30-5 on the season. So I'm rolling here to start. Like I've said the last couple of weeks, I've been doing this long enough. I know it can't continue. I'm not an idiot, okay? I don't try to fancy myself as some, you know, AOL whiz kid that, you know, has turned this into a profession, okay? Don't do that, kids. That doesn't work. You can't turn this into a profession, all right? This is for entertainment purposes only. Despite what some people who are completely naive to the situation will tell you about data and analytics, no. There are about a dozen people worldwide that make a living doing this. Trust me, I know. I know the people that take their wagers. So a correction's coming at some point. Let's just hope it doesn't happen this weekend. We'll start tonight. Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels are on the road to face Cal in Berkeley. A 10:30 kick if you want to stay up and watch it. I'm giving out North Carolina plus the 9. This is not, you know, a team that is good at all. They've got all the controversy. He came out emphatically and said all of the reports about perhaps an end-of-year exit are categorically false. They lost to Clemson 38-10 in their last outing. UCF beat them 34-9. Nobody thinks that North Carolina has a shot at any capable Power Four team. Is Cal capable? Yeah, Cal is not a bad football team. They're 4-2. Their two losses are to San Diego State and Duke. Duke's good. They've got a win over Minnesota. They've got a win over Boston College on the road. They're laying 9, and the public likes anti-Belichick in the game tonight. They're going with the favorite. I'll take the dog. I got the heels tonight, plus the 9. Let's go to tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Michigan's laying 5 right now. You might be able to get some 4.5s out there. I'll give it out at 5. Michigan's laying 5 against a Washington team that, you know, came from behind to beat Maryland 2 weeks ago and then blew out Rutgers. They got a quarterback, and their running back is going to be an NFL running back. Their receiver is going to be an NFL receiver. Washington's got some talent. The quarterback is good. And they've gotten on a roll here. They've got one loss in the season. This is a team in Washington that's at 5-1. Their one loss was to Ohio State, and the game was close. It was 7-3 at halftime. They were in the game really up until late third quarter, and they are catching points at Michigan. And we're talking about a Michigan team that got blown out at USC last week. And really, the decent teams they've faced this year, they've lost at Oklahoma with Mateer quarterbacking. They did beat Nebraska on the road. I don't know how good Nebraska is. And they're laying 5. The public loves the dog in this game. I like the favorite. I like Michigan at home in the big house against Washington to win, laying the 5. Notre Dame and USC. This is one game that I've always had on my bucket list, especially the game when it's played in South Bend. And I've never gotten to that. I'd love to go to USC-Notre Dame at some point. Notre Dame against USC, who blew out last week, Michigan, and is a team that people think has a shot at the playoff. They are getting 9.5 points. 9.5 in South Bend. Give me the Irish. The public's all over Southern Cal in this game. I'll take the Irish and lay the 9.5. LSU is an underdog at Vandy. Now, most of you would say, well, Sheehan's going to give us Vandy. No, I'm going to give you the other side. The public's playing Vanderbilt, who's favored. Vandy's good. You know, they lost that game that the score was not really reflective of how close that game was against Bama. That's their only loss. LSU has struggled to score on offense. I think people believe, actually, at this point, the line should be higher than what it is right now at 1.5. I'll take LSU on the road in Nashville plus the 1.5. I think they win the game outright. Maryland, after two heartbreaking losses, giving up leads in the second half and losing to Washington and to Nebraska in back-to-back weeks, is on the road against a UCLA team that upset Penn State, maybe not as much of an upset now that we see what happened against Northwestern, and then they crushed Michigan State. Michigan State's not good this year. They're laying, with everybody now expecting UCLA to go on a run, they're laying just 3 at home in the Rose Bowl tomorrow night in Pasadena against the Terps. I like Maryland. I've said to you that I think they're better than their record indicates. If they had won, you know, just one of those games, they'd be in contention for, you know, a really good season and a really good bowl game. I think this is one of those games they're going to have to get to bowl eligibility at 4-2. They need 2 more. I think Maryland's better than their record indicates. I didn't think that 2 weeks ago. The 2 losses were painful, for sure. But I think they're well-coached coordinator-wise on offense and on defense. I think Pep Hamilton's doing a good job. I think the quarterback's, you know, good enough. I think their defense is legit. I like the Terps plus 3. The public's all over the Bruins now that they have won 2 games in a row. The last college game, Georgia's laying a pretty big number to Ole Miss in what really is kind of the game of the day. They're laying 7 in Athens at home against Ole Miss. Ole Miss had a scare last week against Washington State. I'm not a fan of their quarterback. I think Georgia's going to completely shut Ole Miss down. I could see this being actually a much lower scoring game. And if it's high scoring, it's going to be Georgia doing it. I like the Dogs laying the 7. The public's on Ole Miss in this game. Oh, one other game. I gave out Air Force last week. They got it done against UNLV as a 7.5-point dog. This week, they're laying a short number at home against Wyoming. Give me Wyoming plus the 4. Let's go to Sunday. Some of these sides, as I've said for the last few weeks, they're going to hurt you. They're going to be like, really? You're giving me that team? They stink. The Titans plus the 7.5 at home against New England. I've gone against New England a little bit here. Last week, almost got it done. This is the biggest public play of the weekend. The Patriots are, for good reason, they're playing great in Tennessee after firing the coach. Nobody thinks they have a shot, and the line's sitting there at 7, 7.5. I'll take the 7.5 and the Titans at home. The Jets are getting 1.5 against the Panthers after they honestly looked about as bad as any team can look offensively, especially at the quarterback position. And Carolina's coming off that win over Dallas. This is one of those where every bookmaker, legal and illegal, will need the New York Jets for their lungs to breathe because the action on Carolina will be so overwhelmingly in their favor. Take the Jets plus the 1.5 at home against the Panthers. You mentioned this to me earlier, Max. You were right. I did get some information during a break earlier in the show. Indy's a major public favorite, public underdog, the Chargers laying 1.5. I'll take the Chargers and lay the 1.5 over the Colts. It's not as big as 91%, just so you know, but it's okay. It's sizable. Denver's laying 7 against a Giant team that the public actually likes this week. I like the Giants, too, in terms of their ability to be a difficult team, but I'll take the Broncos and lay the 7 at home. That's going to be an anti-public favorite. And guess who the public is on in our game? Yeah, the Cowboys. That line has gone from Washington minus 2.5 down to minus 1.5. And that concerns me because that indicates that there is some sharp money on Dallas. But I got a piece of information a little while ago that said one of the sharpest bettors in the world is going to come in on Washington. So that line might change a little bit. Wow, you know what? I'm looking at the have you seen this? With Terry, I mean, it can't be just because Terry's out. It must be because CeeDee Lamb's also in.
Well, so there's also something that happened just a few moments ago that was announced by Brian Schottenheimer. Trayvon Diggs suffered a concussion in his home last night, so he has been ruled out for the game. So that might be a little bit of a reason, Dallas is now favored,
I see, in a bunch of spots.
That's interesting.
Do you see that too?
Let me pull up action.
Yeah, Dallas has gone to this game's gone to pick 'em -1. I'm taking Washington out of the smell test. Right? They're not going to be in it. And by the way, the Chargers line is moving too. I'm taking the Chargers out. Okay? I just made two executive decisions on my smell test. I'll repeat these games. Monday night, the Texans +3 at Seattle. Seattle's a big-time public favorite. I knew they would be. I'll take the dog Monday night. All right, let's go through these. Tonight, Carolina +9 at Cal. Tomorrow we've got Michigan -5. LSU +1.5, Notre Dame -9.5, Maryland +3, Georgia -7, and Wyoming +4. On Sunday, the Titans +7.5, the Jets +1.5, Denver -7, and then on Monday night, the Texans +3 at Seattle. Check my Twitter at Kevin Sheehan DC, because I pulled the Cardinals last week, you know. You guys won if you stuck with it. Good for you. I'm happy. But there's a lot of stuff going on some of these games that I've got. So these lines could change significantly. Dallas is now a 1-point favorite in a lot of spots. Maybe that's because they just look at Washington's receivers at this point and saw what they saw Monday night. But that wasn't the issue Monday night. The issue was defense. All right. We'll finish up with our predictions on the game. I like Washington to win. I'll give you my final score and tell you why when we come back. If you want to weigh in, final score with a footnote, 301-230-0980. I'll put these smell test picks out, or the Team 980, at the team980.com. We'll put them out this afternoon, right, Max? Don't you guys do that?
Yeah, I'll put them out this afternoon.
Okay, we'll do that this afternoon. All right, back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.